The United Food and Commercial Workers Union won a union election at the Madison Whole Foods store on July 12th. The margin of victory was 11 votes. Since the election, 11 employees have quit. Two of them have taken jobs as union organizers with a different union. Company attorneys are trying to prove the workers who quit were only working at the store to help organize the union. That's a violation of a labor law designed to prevent unions from flooding a workplace with pro-union workers just before a union organizing effort. Whole Foods spokesperson Kate Lowry says it's clear that's what happened, and it's unfair to employees at the store who voted against the union. Whole Foods refers to its workers as team members.
Because our team members, who we are really here and we very much care about, who are still with Whole Foods and consider Whole Foods their career, are left behind with the decision that others have made who have since gone.
But at least 50 of the workers who voted for the union still work at the store. And the attorney for the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, Andrea Hessian, says there's no evidence any of the workers on the organizing committee worked for the union before the vote.
These people were never paid union organizers. These were just employees who went to Whole Foods Market, got work, weren't happy with the working conditions, and now some of them have had life events that caused them to want to do something else. That's their right.
The National Labor Relations Board should rule on the case within the next few weeks. If the Whole Foods union election is certified, it would be the first successful union effort in any of the company's 130 stores across the country. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.